Track 12. Musical Memories. We now go back to London, as our musical correspondent takes us on a trip on the River Thames. Maggie will read the watery lines.
Rivers. They seem to have been in the news a lot this year, don't they? And for all the wrong reasons. But the organisers of the Paris Olympics certainly saw the potential in using a river. In their case, the River Seine as the setting for the Olympic opening ceremony. This made me start to consider how the river which runs through our capital has been used for celebrations and grand occasions. For centuries, the River Thames has been a natural stage for music and entertainment and has played a part in many significant events in the life of our nation. In 1662, Charles II married Portuguese princess Catherine of Braganza in Portsmouth Cathedral. Catherine had led a sheltered life in Portugal and was not prepared for life in the hedonistic court of her new husband. Despite this, or perhaps because of it, Charles organised an extravagant procession to celebrate the arrival of his new queen in London. He called this the Aqua Triumphalis, and it was described as the most magnificent triumph that certainly ever floated on the Thames. Approximately 10,000 boats of all shapes and sizes accompanied the royal barge as it sailed down the river to Whitehall Palace, and the royal party arrived to the sounds of trumpets and other music. But what was this other music? Well, one source makes reference to the songs of one John Gamble, whose manuscript of songs includes one song entitled "Hey Ho for a Husband," later included by Shakespeare in Much Ado About Nothing. Was this song played at the event to encourage Catherine in her marriage, I wonder? This waterborne extravaganza was followed by feasting and fireworks.
An ancient suitor to her came, his beard was almost grey. Though he was old and she was young, she would no longer stay. But to her mother went this maid and told her by and by that she a husband needs must have, and this was still her cry. Hey ho for a husband, hey ho for a husband, still this was her song. I will have a husband, be he old or young.
Perhaps one of the most famous examples of music on the Thames is the set pieces which the composer George Frederick Handel wrote for King George I in 1717. Appropriately entitled Water Music. On a balmy summer's evening in July of that year, the Thames played host to the world premiere of Handel's composition, performed by a 50-piece ensemble of flutes, recorders, oboes, bassoons, trumpets, horns, violins and basses on a barge sailing along the river from Whitehall Palace towards Chelsea. In a boat behind the open barge sat the music-loving George I in the company of his opulent socialite friends and several aristocrats. Many other Londoners also took to the river to hear the concert. Apparently the king was so pleased with the water music that he ordered it to be repeated at least three times, both on the trip upstream to Chelsea and on the return, until he landed again at Whitehall. Pity the musicians, who are believed to have performed from 8 p.m. until well after midnight, with only one break, while the king went ashore at Chelsea. Handel must have been relieved at the monarch's reaction, as he was very likely trying to get back into George's good books. Back in 1710, the king, who was then the Elector of Hanover, had employed the young Handel as court conductor. But after his operas were ecstatically received in London, the composer sensed the opportunity to get more exposure and travelled to Britain. Despite promising to return within a reasonable time, he never actually did, and he was consequently sacked. Imagine then Handel's consternation when his former boss arrived in London himself after taking the English throne in 1714. Some biographers speculate that the water music was a peace offering from an embarrassed composer to his erstwhile patron. Forward to the 20th century, and the River Thames has played host to a wide variety of music and musicians, and it wasn't all light-hearted fun. On the 30th of January 1965, the launch of MV Havengore, a hydrographic survey vessel in the service of the Port of London Authority, carried the body of Sir Winston Churchill from Tower Pier to Festival Pier as part of Churchill's state funeral. On her journey, the launch was saluted by 16 fighter jets, and the band of the Royal Marines played Rule Britannia. And MV Havengore played her part in a happier occasion on the 3rd of June 2012, when she carried various members of the royal family during the river pageant, which formed part of the late Queen's Diamond Jubilee celebrations. Almost 1,000 boats from around the Commonwealth sailed down the Thames in a marine parade 7.5 miles long. The boats were organised into groups, each led by a Herald music barge, carrying ensembles playing different genres of music and new works by 13 modern British composers. Leading the pageant was a floating belfry, which had been fitted with 8 newly cast bells from the Whitechapel foundry. These rang out for the duration of the pageant from Wandsworth to Tower Bridge and were joined by bells from churches along the route. The pageant concluded with music performed by the London Philharmonic Orchestra and the Royal College of Music Chamber Choir, who were on the final barge. The music selection included, fittingly for a cold, drizzly day, Singing in the Rain, along with the aforementioned Water Music by Handel, the James Bond theme tune, the Dambusters March, and Rule Britannia, along with a selection of sea shanties played by the band of the Royal Marines, Plymouth. Has also seen rather more dubious musical performances. For instance, in 1977, the anarchic band The Sex Pistols almost upstaged the Queen's Silver Jubilee celebrations by performing their song God Save the Queen on a boat on the Thames. Other musicians from popular culture have exploited the river's possibilities too. In 1979, The Clash recorded their music video for the song London Calling on a boat floating on the River Thames in the pouring rain. In 1986, the Pink Floyd guitarist David Gilmour purchased a grand houseboat Astoria, which was built in 1911 for the impresario Fred Carno. He saw it advertised in Country Life magazine in his dentist's waiting room shortly after having driven past the vessel and admired it in its moorings. He saw its potential and adapted it into a floating recording studio, and so three of the band's last albums were recorded on it. The grass was greener. Although most live performances and concerts were cancelled in 2020 because of the global pandemic, Liam Gallagher from the band Oasis performed live on a floating barge in the River Thames in December 2020. The virtual event called Down by the River Thames was streamed globally, and Liam played classic Oasis songs such as Morning Glory and Champagne Supernova. Someday you will find me in a champagne supernova in the sky. And so you see, from Handel to Pink Floyd, composers and musicians have been inspired by and attracted to the River Thames as a historic location to perform their music. Long may this splendid river continue to be a stage for music, entertainment and recreation for all.
Up the dawn and ask her why. A dream, she never dies. Wipe that tear away now from your eye. Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high?
Thank you, Maggie and Tim, for all the musical interludes.